This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Oh, that I know okay. That.
Vicki, let me interrupt you real quick.
Yep.
I discovered our problem. So none of this is recorded on the archive.
Okay.
And so so you go ahead and cover for us, come up with some great excuse while I answer text support.
All right, I will.
That, you can say it out loud.
Oh, and I was going to write it.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah, they can hear us now.
Oh, you can hear us now. Hello, everybody. You know, this is Blog Talk Radio Gods who are, like, having a hard time. I always say maybe they were on coffee break or something and didn't tell us. So, anyway, we're back. We are on the air. We understand now you can hear us, and welcome to the show, everybody. So Doug is continuing to talk with tech support at Blog Talk Radio so that we can begin our show. See, in all this time, we thought we were having a show, and that's okay. Of course, we got people saying, hey, nice, woohoo, yay, that's good. Casey, Dan, Olga, and all the other folks, these are our regulars. Kathy's there. Nice to see you, by the way. Haven't seen you here for a long time. And so all of our other guests and people who might be new to our show, normally at the top of the show, we go through our principles of belief and introductions, and right now we're just going to dive in. We've had poor Jordana sitting on the line for quite some time. We've lost her many times in our connection. I don't know if she's still there.
No, she's not back.
Okay, she's not back. So here's the thing. If you would like a brief reading, please put your first name into the chat room with your birth date. And you can, of course, John Hightower is on the line and screening our calls.
Soon.
We'll
he had to
soon.
Reboot. He's coming back.
He's rebooting. Now, the number's on your screen, 714-459-3973. So we'll do our best. We just, one of our topics tonight, meanwhile, as a fill-in, is ethics in readings. And you know, a couple of little stories I could throw in here.
And by the way, we're going to extend the show another 15 minutes to make up for what we lost. So.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging with us, everybody. So we're good. So I had a little private message sent to me here, Doug, from a woman named Christina, and with her birth information. And I think it's one of those things on Blog Talk when I get a little private message. You can't see that, can you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, Christina. What we have here is you're a, sorry, I'm just figuring out a couple of numbers, so bear with me.
That's okay. Here. I will.
Now, go ahead, Doug.
No, you go ahead. Sure.
Okay. Christina, you're a birth path of 7, and you are in a 1 year. Now, one of the things about, she says, nope. I don't know. So here I am talking, but she just wrote in this private message to me, nope. So I'm not quite understanding what that nope means. You know,
just
I'm gonna
give your standard reading and we move on.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's nope her birthday that she did wrong or nope. Private messages are not visible to others. Thank you very much. All right. Let's not waste any more time. You're in a 1 year, Christina. You are, this is a really good time for you to get things going again, but you must cover the details. Seven is one of those birth path numbers that, you know, you scrutinize things maybe sometimes a little bit too much. And so you're going to have to... just go with the ride this year and move forward and actually get some things started and make sure that you gain the follow through. Okay, so in I want to say that, you know, for the last, probably the last 3 years, it's been a little bit tough. You know, lots of people have had a tough time, don't get me wrong. But you've had a hard time getting things started. And this is why I say, being in a 1 year, don't be too quick out of the gate, but also don't get stumped by details. So you got to keep the energy moving. It is a good time for a new job that'll be around the corner, I suspect somewhere in July and August. And certainly be happy if you'd email MCHS Church Administration and let me know how that works out for you in July and August. When I make those kinds of predictions, feedback is good. So I think that I'm seeing a few dollar signs. That's going to be better for you. So you're going to, again, don't give up is what I'm saying. So you must have the follow through. Don't get stumped on little things like you can tend to do. So I hope that's helped you out. And we're just going to press on. So, all right. Have we got Jordana back on the line?
No. No. We'll let you know if we do.
All right. Well, you know, for Christina, that's it's a really important year. But that's, you know, there's always one kind of lesson, Doug, that each cycle, it's like, you know, we're old enough that we look back and we say, geez, you know, what was that year about? But if we can know ahead of time what that cycle is and say, okay, I know that this is temporary, I just have to go with these particular, you know, stumbling blocks or these good things or, you know, and make them work for us too. So we got Eddie on the chat who says his, hey, Eddie and I share a birthday, Doug.
You're lucky.
I know.
To share it with Eddie?
Yeah, well, we share a birthday. 10/25, October 25th, he's 1965. I am 1955. So let me see.
I would have never said that. I thought you were 29 all this time.
You smarty. Yeah, 7, 8, 9. You are a birth path of 2, Ed. And you are right now in, hang on, 7, 9. You know what? This is, I like this year for you, Eddie. I think that, you know, when you're down, you're really down. And when you're up, you're really up, and you got to watch. This is a really good year for you to take adventure. It's a bust-out time. Get out of your comfort zone. And it's going to be really easy for you to stay where you are comfortable and where you feel safe. But this year asks you to suck it up. So, you know, you're a Scorpio, so I can say that to you, and you won't be offended. So, you know, it's like a... You know, really brace yourself and don't hold your breath, but just do it. You know, get dressed up, get out the door, and go forth. So that's what a 5 year is. And you're a 2. You see, a 2 birth path is you're a worker. And very often you gain in popularity in some ways in your community. And you like to do stuff. And right now it's asking you to make some changes. Make some changes in your life. And I would say that especially for the next... Gee, you know, I would say even in the next year or two, Eddie, things are really going to shift for you in the next 2 years. And I see you really back on your game, and I see a new car. So I know that sounds, and it sounds so random, doesn't it, Doug? But these things just pop in my head, and I just got to go with them. So I see you traveling more, getting through your life better, like there's greater movement. And you're getting around. So this year, what I want to warn you about, Eddie, is when you get bummed out, give yourself a time limit and don't let it beat you up. Okay? Especially get outside. You need to be outside more, get outdoors more, and put a time limit on those feelings that you have so that you can... stay on the upside of the scale, so to speak. And you won't feel so much of that stress and pressure next year. Excuse me. Next year is a very good social year for you. So keep going. And like I say, in the next couple of years, I see dollar sign you're going to be buying a new car. So you'll be good. So I hope that helps you. Is there Yeah. Kathy up there, December 16th, 12/16/1953. All right, Kathy. You're a birth path of one. And you are in. You're in a 7 year. Now, what I want to explain to people about seven. Seven is that, you know, everybody says, oh, what a wonderful, magical, good luck kind of number. We live sevens. Seven is fundamental. There's 7 days in a week. There are seven 52-day cycles in a year, and it does recover in a leap year. You know, we live seven. Seven is fundamental. It demands attention to detail. So when you're in a seven kind of year, it's very hard to get energy moving forward if you've missed a step. So, you know, you wonder, why isn't that contract coming? Why isn't this coming? Why isn't that coming? Well, maybe the fine print wasn't read. You know, it's this wonderful magical energy that says, don't forget the details. So this year I would say that, gee, I've got this really good feeling for you at the end of this month, Kathy, that there's a shift of energy at the end of this month as you go into the beginning of July. And I think that, now, you know, I don't remember, Kathy, but you might be looking for a new job or a new position or something, but also changing your profession a little bit. That's what seven would ask of you this year. So if things haven't gone forward, it's because you need to be willing to change. So it's one of those details. So I feel really good about that for you coming up. Now, eight next year is more of a money year for you. So I see that you're really back on the game, just breathing a little bit easier next year. Seven just wants you to work for it. that's seven. Yeah, you know, it can suck sometimes, but it's got a really good thing going. So I hope that helps you, Kathy. Yeah, I'm going to press on because, gee, suddenly since we've got our lines open and they're working, boy, we've got some people here, Doug.
Yeah, in the chat room we do quite a few.
We have Olga, and I am looking at your numbers, Olga. You know, bless your heart, you're a name, or pardon me, a birth path of nine, and you are in a 2 year. A 2 year for a nine birth path. See, again, that two is the follow through. Two is the, it's a worker bee, right? Two for you. Are you really putting into effect what you've learned, especially in the last 2 years? 2 years ago, Olga, would have been life changing. 2 years ago, your relationship with the world changed. And I want to say you made a pact to move out into the public, but maybe there's more different. So it like, holy cow, you're working hard, girl, but you're not going to necessarily see the results of it until probably the end of this year. I would say closer to November, December. November, December of this year, promote. And then into January, you're going to see the dollars and the returns. So I know I was kind of, you know, feeling a little iffy there for a bit. I just couldn't articulate right off the top. You know, and I'm trying to move fast, too. It's a keep going, Olga. Just keep going. It's that work where you don't necessarily see the results. But it does ask you to what you learned 2 years ago is being put into effect in a brand new way. So now it's the application time. So you're putting things into the manifesting it at the physical level. And you're going to start to see the rewards of that more toward the early part of next year. So keep going. You know, when we say October, people in October, and I am one, we're what we call autumn babies. Autumn babies can endure more than most folks. And again, I want to say the late September, October, November, a little early December. You know, it's because it's a life-changing time. The weather changes, everything changes. So we tend to be resilient. And so keep that in mind, Olga, as you're going through the remainder of this year, you know, and don't hesitate to practice being a chameleon. Now, I don't know why I say that. It's just be adaptable. Adapt to your surroundings. So, again, I hope that helps you. We also have, I should check with you, Doug, do we have Jordana back?
Not to my knowledge, but let's go ahead and do the last one on in the chat, and then we have a caller who's on hold that we will take.
All right. Well, I see Lyle here, and he is 5/23/1974. You are a birth path of 4, Lyle. Hang on. And the cycle that you're in, you're in that 7 cycle too, right? You know, Lyle, what I want to say, I want to say go back. You might have overlooked something or you let it go too quick. I want to say don't give up yet. Don't give up on that yet. There was something you were hoping for, something you were looking at doing, and that I get this feeling of, never mind. But I want you to go back to it, and I want to say don't overlook that. Again, 7 is that detail kind of a year, and I think that maybe if you revisit this, it could be an opportunity for you. And the same with people, you know, really connecting with some people you haven't seen for a while or, you know, even in the last few months. So I think that this is a really good year for you, again, provided you don't move ahead too quickly. And that's what 7 wants. And for you, too. Look, you're a birth path of 4. You're going to be in an 8 year next year. That's a really good balance. And it's money. It's like, again, back in security and remeasuring, you know, reassessing how you want the securities of your life, what's important to you. So, you know, I just want to say don't give up. Well, go back and revisit that stuff and don't give up. You know, Kathy just made a really good point in the chat. She said, when I'm doing these readings, could I explain what the birth path number means? We are all born with an imprint. And I'm far from being a numerologist, but I like it simple. I like simple. At birth, it's like a fingerprint. There's a mark of time, and it's a numeric value. And your name has that. And, of course, you add up the letters and the number equivalent, and it gives a number. The birth path does the same thing. You're 5/23/1974, Lyle. I add those Allah up, and I reduce them to a number between a value of 1 to 9. And for you, I add them all up, and I reduce them, and I come to a 4. And what that means is that is the nature of your life's journey, meaning there, some people would translate that to mean it's the karma of your life, your earth walk, and what your soul set out to achieve, accomplish, what's working with you, against you. It's just a numeric value. You see, I have a name number of 7, so I understand 7. But as a name number, it also means that I'm kind of anal about detail in my character, what I see, how I think, you know, and I want to read, I want to learn, I want to grasp more. And sometimes I'm learning too much, I miss a boat, you know, where I can miss opportunities. So, and I can be stubborn. So that's the thing about 7, too. I don't have that birth path number, but when I take a 7 and I look at my birth path number, which is a 1, you know, 1 is has to be able to learn to be a good director, manager, leader. So if you think again about the number, for you, Lyle, your birth path of 4, then again add up 5/23/2013, reduce it, and it's a 7. So you're in a cycle of 7. So your birth path of 4, cycle of 7. Now I see, how does that all line up with who you are, what your life is determined, and kind of what the flow of energy. Think of it as a biorhythm and where you're at right now. So I hope that helps. And again, just go back to it, Lyle. Don't give up. Just revisit and reconnect. I want to say make that phone call again. You might have been putting it off or think it wasn't important, but there's details missing there. And if you're inclined, please email admin@mchschurch.org later and let me know if that resonated with you. So we have somebody online, Doug.
One sec. Getting there.
Well,
hold on a sec.
Okay.
Hi, area code 404. Welcome to the program.
Hello, my name is Tita. How are you?
Tita, how are you? I'm good, thanks. Are you calling for a reading or are you just calling to listen?
I was calling for a reading. I had a question about my love life, particularly a person.
Tita, hold it. When's your birthday, please?
Oh, sorry, May 30th, 1983.
May 30th, 1983. So don't ask a question yet, okay? Let me not be prejudiced as I, get my little tuning in here. So, the birth path of 2, and okay, you're in a 5 year. So, gee, that's fascinating. We did something like that a little while ago. Tita, but you're in 1980. And I look at the age, not because of I want to know how old you are, but because there's, every 7 years our cycle changes until the age of 49, and then from 49 to 56, it begins a one cycle again. So at you're between that 28 and 35 cycle, and that cycle is a wake-up call. And this is a really wonderful, adventurous, have fun, step out of your comfort zone year, do good stuff. But it's a wake-up call about what's important to you, okay? So you're asking about relationships. My question to you then, and you don't have to answer me, I would just suggest that you ask yourself this question, is does he resonate with you? Does he resonate on the same vibrational frequency as yourself? When somebody is beginning to make changes and moving forward, you got to hope that a partner or, a potential partner is also interested in similar things. So that's what I want to say to you, because you're moving fast now. You're moving forward. You're getting real. You're getting serious. You want to make some really big strides in your life this year, and because you have a goal. You have some goals and you really want them. You have the right dream. You may not necessarily have the right idea of that man. Okay?
Okay.
So just go through a checklist, but to me the bottom line is always, does he resonate on your frequency? And I don't just mean, boy, do you both like hot dogs. That's not what I'm talking about. You're interested in life. Is he interested in life? That's where you begin, okay? So go through your checklist about that. Now, I want to say that what I see more predominantly is the heart stays over your head next year. So it just kind of, in my mind's eye, fades in and out this year, so everything is very uncertain. But next year, there's a big change coming up, and I see next year there's a heart over your head, and it's solid. So I'd say that you have a lot of really good things to look forward to, but don't sell yourself short, okay?
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, that was very informative.
Okay. You're seeing somebody now, correct?
We're kind of not seeing each other at this moment.
But he's in your life, right?
Yes.
Fading, that heart, when I said over your head, fading in and out, but he is there. So, you see, when I tuned into you, you know, and I look at kind of the energy cycle you're in, and then when I get this feeling, Tita, is that you have somebody around your energy. And basically, your energy is not alone. So that's why I was pretty sure you're in a relationship. And he may not physically be right next to you, but you're thinking about him all the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so in my view then, psychically, you're in a relationship. So you got to ask yourself, does this individual resonate with you? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage of this separation or this, you know, really look at who you are. Go through your checklist. Is that what you want to build your life with? You know, is he what you want to build your life with? Because you have goals. And that's why I want to say, Tita, you can do this. You don't need him. Okay? You got to let
uh-huh.
him want to step up. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So keep that in mind, okay?
Be complete
okay.
within yourself.
Absolutely.
Don't ever quote, need, unquote, somebody
yeah.
to make you happy. You make you happy. That's
yeah.
the point.
Well, I hope that helps you, Tita.
Thanks for calling, Tita.
Okay.
We'll put you back on hold if you want to listen to the rest of the program.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Is there anybody else on the
yep.
call?
All we
right.
We have Lisa on the line. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Our
When's
pleasure.
Your birthday, Lisa?
April 3rd.
Yeah, what year?
71.
1971.
She's 29, too.
There you go. 1970. Now, here is a birth path of seven. You know, things do happen in cycles, Doug. It's that magnetic
yeah.
thing going on. Okay. Let me just check this out, Lisa. You are in a four cycle. Gee, you know, and we just did, Lyle, who was a birth path of four and a 7 year, and you are a birth path of seven in a 4 year. You know, this four, I love 4 year, but it's very unpredictable. Four demands change. Now, some people might think of four as that, you know, it's the number of security, comfort, routines and conforming and settling kind of thing. But really, the energy of four is as soon as you get comfortable, Lisa, it's going to change. So
right.
That's the thing about four. You're a seven. You're resilient. You can do that. You have a birth path of seven, I mean. But you're a worrywart. You see, you're always worrying that
yeah.
you're missing something. You always worry that. And that's where you feel a little bit insecure, and sometimes you feel really stupid. You're saying, oh, man, am I stupid? Did I miss something? And you're not.
I say that, too.
Sorry.
But
you see, you're not. It's just it goes really fast. And you are not allowed, particularly this year, to get too comfortable. Now,
yeah.
toward the end of the year, that energy will start to settle down, I would say, a little bit past August, September.
Right.
It'll start to settle. So
mm-hmm.
Right now, you kind of might be thinking, when's the other shoe going to drop? Or, you know, I can't get too comfortable because I know something else is going to happen. Here's a little piece of advice for you, Lisa, is
yeah.
look at... When all this garbage is going on in your life, ask
mm-hmm.
yourself what is really yours and what's not. Because
okay.
I also get the feeling that a lot of stuff that you're carrying in and around your aura isn't yours. You're taking on other people's stuff. So, you know, because I think Lisa by herself can manage your life quite fine. But you got too much interaction, perhaps at an emotional level, with outside forces. So, I would just say, gather up your own energy, and decipher where you can affect change and where you can't affect change. and just roll with some of these and roll with some of these changes that are coming. There's changes in your workplace. It has nothing to do with you. There's nothing you can do about it. So stop worrying about it. You're going to be fine, by the way. Things will settle in that respect, you know, as the year goes by. But this is a really good cycle for you to be promoting yourself. It's a good time for you to be, you know, people would receive you well in this kind of a cycle. So consider that, you know. I would say spend some time with good friends, really good friends. Okay, enjoy yourself a little bit more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Do you pick up about my love life at all?
It's lovely. Love, money. No, kidding. I'm just
Yeah, those are the
heart
two on my mind. Love and money.
Yeah, well. There is, hang on, bear with me here. I see in 3 years a new house and a ring on your finger.
Okay.
Probably so just a graduation ring, but just kidding.
In 3 years, a new ring on your finger and a new home.
Okay. You don't see me moving, like, the houses sooner than that?
Well, sure you could. I mean, certainly you could be moving, but I'm seeing, you asked me about your love life. I said
yeah.
A new ring on your finger and a new home in 3 years. So I was answering the love life question. Now you want to know if you're going to move this year. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because you said new home. So because I've been kind of hoping that I would be. I'm supposed to get a settlement. I was hoping that would come through soon and that I would be able to move.
After August, September is a much improved time. And that's likely when I can see. Listen carefully to me.
Okay.
I see an increment of money, not all of it, but an increment of it. Do you know what that means? You'll get part of it then, part later.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not all coming at once is what I'm trying to say to you. As soon as you ask me that, that's my answer. That's my answer
to you. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to all come at once, actually, because it's like
I'm just being psychic here. When somebody says settlement, I'm thinking they're going to get a lot of money, and that's not what I saw. So it's going to come to you slowly. But, look, you have something to look forward to here, that in the next 3 years, your life is much more settled and calm, and I feel a beautiful, warm heart. So don't worry so much, okay? Don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
Lisa. Appreciate you calling in. I'll put you back on hold so you can listen to the program. All right, we have, as soon as it turns on, we have Malik on the line. Welcome to the program.
All right, thank you, folks.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Malik.
When's your birthday, Malik?
It's January 14th.
Okay, and what year?
98.
He's 29 too.
Okay, let's stop here for a second. Your birthday is January 14th, and what year?
1998. Yeah.
1998. Yeah. Okay. So. What, you know, I'm just going to get to the point here, Malik. What do you want to know today?
I guess I want to know, because I've been recently told I have, like, psychic abilities and that they should be developing very soon. And there's, like, this big spiritual change that's coming on. And I wanted to know, like, is there a specific date or did what I, like, just do, like, have any effect on it? Because I did, like, a ritual or something like that, because I'm Wiccan, to help unlock them, because they're blocked.
So you're blocked. Well,
yeah.
You know, maybe you're trying too hard, Malik. You know, there's such a thing as when you want, when you want something to happen, you have an expectation of how it's supposed to happen. And that's not how it happens. So everybody has their own unique intuition, their own unique abilities. And you have to find yours. You're expecting something to happen that may not be natural to you. And so you have to go into what I call self-discovery. Now, if you're emotional, if you're fearful, any of these things will hinder an accuracy of your intuition. Now, being a practicing Wiccan, you have an expectation because you're taught how things should be. So I'm going to ask you, I'll challenge you for even 1 month to put the books away, put your tools away, put your candles away, put all that away for 1 month and just live your life.
That's what I did. I recently picked it back up, and that's where I found
and
out.
And then you found out through picking it back up that you're blocked.
No, I found out from other readers that I have these abilities, and like multiple people told me, and they told me what some of them are.
Well, Malik, everybody's psychic to some degree. You know, and I appreciate where readers tell you that. There's two kinds of intuition, and they get misunderstood. The first one is an autosensory perception, which is just, it's organic, it's in the front of your head. If you have a high sensitivity to reading physical energy. The other one is being precognitive, where you don't have an explanation for why you know things. So, you know, I think that you're really sharp with people. I think you have a really good sense of other people's energy, and maybe that's where you should start to focus on. As opposed to being psychic, start studying people, studying yourself, and feeling the energy between people and looking for its accuracy, how you interpret things. You know, I think that's a good place for you to be. Make sense?
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
And yeah, Malik, you know, I'm assuming that you've done some online research and looked into typical psychic development techniques.
Mm.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you? You might want to do that a little bit more. When you get a little bit older, you can check out metaphysicsinstitute.org. We have a psychic development course as part of our curriculum. But until then, you know, there are other avenues as well. There might be metaphysical shops in your area that offer psychic development courses. But just bear in mind, you know, take what you want, leave the rest. You know, use critical thinking and, you know, good sense. And as Vicky said, listen to yourself. What, you know, do meditation. That's real easy. You just basically find a quiet spot and just relax. You know, close your eyes, breathe, and just see what comes. And there are different exercises you can use. We've talked about those on previous shows, so you might want to look up in the archive. Exercises on making yourself a little bit sharper, but it'll take a little practice. You're young and you've got time, and just continue to get to know who you are. Because at this point, you know, you're learning that. Really get to know yourself, and that's why I strongly encourage you to continue to grow, do personal growth, learn life skills, and learn, just continue to grow, evolve toward enlightenment. You know, enlightenment's a path, it's not a destination. So, you know, learn your lessons and keep on going.
All right. Thank you.
Learn about you.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. Malik, wish you the best of luck. We'll put you back on hold. And that's
Yeah, it went by fast. You know, we're out of time now, but, you know, we apologize for all the glitches, too, even though it's not really our fault, but we're going to apologize anyway.
Yeah.
Really glad everybody hung in there with us.
Yeah.
And stay with the program.
I'll check the archive and do some editing and see what's there, what's not, and make sure it's halfway decent to listen to and upload it again. Real quick, before we get out of here, though, I do want to remind everybody that we have a new social media coordinator, Dan Jablonski, and he is managing our Twitter account as well as Facebook now. And we also are announcing that we have a new MCHS membership director, and that's Lori O'Driscoll. She's come on board, and she's working on a new newsletter that we're going to be sending out to church members probably in August, starting in August. But we're working on that, developing that now too. So we'd like to welcome her to our staff, both her and Dan, great additions to our staff. What else? Oh, next week, we're going to be doing some metaphysical news, but which is typical for the third week. But since we're getting real close to the summer equinox, we're going to be doing our rite of signature for the Northern Solstice. That's our special ceremony next week, so we invite you to join us. It's a time of remembrance, of gratitude, of reflection, and of just kind of taking a snapshot of where you're at, where you've been, and where you're going. So
yeah.
Do that with us next week.
And my metaphysical parenting is newageclass.com. Certainly it's at IMHS, metaphysicsinstitute.org, but newageclass.com. Check out the metaphysical parenting show or class. Jeez, a collision. Thanks, everybody.
Yes, so we appreciate you joining us. And we had a lot join us tonight. We really appreciate your time, the time you took out. If you're listening to the archive, we appreciate the time you're listening to that too. And if you like what you're hearing, please join us again, and please tell other people. Please visit MCHS Church. If you like what you see, join. You know, that's part of a community. So our best. Have a great week. Good night.
Good night.